3:21 on Maryland's News Now. I'm John Patti. President Obama spent almost an hour with Pope Francis today. It's been reported that their discussion focused on their agreements, not their divisions. Joining us to discuss what some of the topics were is Paul Manuel, political science professor at Mount St. Mary's University. Professor, how far do you believe they got on, let's say, same-sex marriage and abortion?
I don't think they talked about that very much. Apparently, in passing, the Pope might have made a broad reference to it. But the issue was discussed extensively by Vatican officials with the State Department officials, including the Secretary of State and others that were there. So it came up. The Vatican's opinions were on all those issues were known. But it appears that the actual dialogue between the Pope and the President focused on points of convergence.
The Associated Press is reporting that the Pope's concern over income equality was discussed. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, I heard that. That is exactly what they've been discussing. And what was interesting, actually, something that came up subsequently, the president mentioned that the discussion was an elevated discussion, in his words, about the role of empathy, which is something we didn't anticipate. He said something about the role of empathy in public and private life, which is to say, he said something to the effect that the lack of empathy makes us look beyond the homeless, look beyond the poor, look beyond the marginalized, and that the Pope and he spent a considerable amount of time talking about how each of them in their respective roles could use remind people about to be empathetic for the other guy. So that seems to have been a real focus, and that was something that wasn't expected.
I know they also spoke about conflict around the world, and of course the current hotspot is Crimea. What might have been discussed regarding that?
Well, the Pope was pleased that the president did not attack Syria, that he did heed the counsel, maybe not directly of the Pope, but in the end decided not to use force. The Pope would emphasize other solutions to these kinds of issues and would encourage the president not to use force in the Ukraine, the Middle East, in South Sudan, and all the various places. But certainly in Crimea, if it came up, it would have been in terms of sanctions or other things that could have happened to help that situation. But the use of force is something the Pope would have argued against.
Professor, what do you know about this custom-made seed chest that the president gave to the Pope as a gift?
Great story, isn't it?
Yeah. That
put Baltimore front and center.
Sure did.
It was very clever, very well done. And I thought it was quite interesting that they went to the Baltimore Basilica. They put the seeds in it. So they were showing sort of the reaching out to the Pope when he opened up the papal gardens for people to visit. They gave him a variety of seeds from the presidential garden, and the president invited the Pope to grow these seeds and then to give them to any charity he would like. And he presented them in that little box from Baltimore, in the Baltimore Basilica, which, of course, is a symbol of religious freedom, especially the first Catholic basilica in the United States. And so that implied, I don't know if the president intended to do this, he was showing great respect to the Pope in that gift, but it also implied maybe the current situation of religious freedom in the United States, especially around Obamacare. So a very interesting gift, and Vatican officials immediately jumped and mentioned the need for religious freedom among Catholics regarding Obamacare.
What does it mean that this little box was made partially of what they call reclaimed wood from the basilica? What does that mean?
Well, they used old pews. They'd use old pews, and that the Carmelite nuns used to pray on them. And so they just took, the State Department had requested some wood some time ago, and so they grabbed that, and they turned it into the box.
And I know that the president has expressed his gratitude and his respect for the Pope. What did the Pope say about President Obama as a person?
Well, I think if you watched some of the feed that came from the Vatican this morning, you could see that at first they were very cordial, but when they left, they were really enjoying themselves in each other's company. It's not unlike a first date. Was there chemistry between them? Was there compassion between them? Could they be partners in peace? You know, remember that the Pope and the President, they do have similarities, but they have very different, let me put it this way, they have competing visions of justice in terms of a variety of issues, in terms of what would advance the human dignity. But I think in the end, Obama was profoundly moved to be in the presence of the Pope, and the Pope seemed to enjoy his company.
All right, Professor, great insight, good inside information today from that meeting. We appreciate that.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Professor Paul Manuel of Political Science and Catholic Church expert from Mount St. Mary's.